Welcome everyone to this very special episode of On the Market. James, Kathy, and Henry are here, and we are super excited because we did it. We have made it through 200 episodes of On the Market.
Woo-hoo.
Can you guys believe this?
I can't believe it. Where did the time go?
I feel like I've blacked out for the last 2 years. Like, I truly don't remember recording 200 episodes of this show. And I've been on at least, I think, like 195.
I was going to say, you're on most of them. So
I don't know. But maybe that's just like one of those things where time flies when we're having fun.
I told my wife, and she's like, well, that just means you're getting older. And time's flying that much.
So I was like, she's right.
Like, yeah, I was looking for congratulations, but I just got called old instead.
Well, we are going to take a little bit of a victory lap in a minute just to share our favorite episodes and moments from the show. But we do have a really cool, maybe one of the coolest ideas for a show we've ever had today. Have you guys seen the movie Face Off?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, John Travolta. It's like mid-90s, something like that.
Yeah, I'm a Nick Cage junkie.
Oh, me too. What's your favorite Nick Cage movie, Henry?
Ooh, The Rock.
Ooh, great movie.
I knew we were friends for a reason. I feel like if there's one movie I've seen more than any other movie in my whole life, it's The Rock.
It's followed closely by Con Air.
Oh, another classic. Gone in 60 seconds. Come on.
Okay, you guys, I have to name drop just for a minute. Okay. I owned a talent agency in San Francisco, and I went to the after party for The Rock, and we got
what?
To dance with. I got to dance with Sean Connery. I don't know. That's, yeah, I did.
That's
you danced
so
with James
cool.
Bond.
I did.
Oh
yeah.
My god!
I also sleep on his bed. I know it's weird.
Wait, what?
One of my best friends also dated him, and when they broke up, I said, "You don't want that bed, right? Because that would be weird." So I have it. I have James Bond's bed.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Of course you do, Kathy.
I mean, I'm considering canceling the rest of this show and just talking about this for the rest of the time. Because I am very eager to learn more about this. But maybe we'll get back to this at the end of the show, because we do have a really cool show today. What we're going to do is, unlike the movie Face Off, where they swap faces somehow, we are actually going to be having a flip off where we're going to have James and Henry, who are both established, successful house flippers, compete against one another on real live deals. So what we're going to do is we're going to hear about James's deal. We're going to hear about Henry's deal. And then Kathy and I are going to bet on which ones we think are going to win. It's a friendly bet, but I think we got to put some stakes on it, right? Like winners take the losers out to dinner.
Like literally stakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stakes are stakes.
Yeah, we're going to have to spend a lot of money. We know what you guys spend on steak.
That is motivation. That is some real money we could potentially win or lose. So everyone in, stakes are stakes.
Stakes are stakes.
Yep.
All right, great. Well, we're going to get into that in a minute, but I do want to ask you guys before we get into that, do any of you have like a favorite moment or favorite episode that you want to share about On the Market? Henry, I'm going to pick on you first.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite episode of On the Market was when we talked about kind of the situation between home buyers and landlords. So I believe the episode was called Home Buyers Are Getting Crushed, Are Landlords the Cause? And we really got into some great conversation around our investors causing a problem for home buyers. And we also talked a lot about like what people, real estate investors, contractors, and cities can do to help solve the problem of affordable housing and helping everyone be able to afford a home. And so I thought that was really, really a really, really good take on a real topic that affects everyone.
Awesome. That was a great show. And I if you like that show also, let us know. We could do more shows like that. If you think that was something of interest, I totally agree with you, Henry. James, what about you? Was it the time you jumped off the boat?
That is always going to be, anytime I'm on the boat and I can jump in the ocean, that is a win. But I think by far, because I'm such an NFL fanatic, it's still the Devin Kennard, Cliff Averill, Why NFL Players Are Buying Real Estate podcast. That was like a highlight that I watched Cliff Averill hit people on the field for so many years, and now he's hitting real estate. And it was just like, I was just glowing after that meeting, and it was really good information. These guys, it wasn't like they were just NFL players talking about investing. They had legit strategies, what they were doing, what they were trying to accomplish, and they're very talented investors. They're not just NFL players. And it was by far my favorite episode. We just need to, I need to bring on some more NFL talent, though.
Yeah, if you find them, we'll have them on. What about you, Kathy?
I loved the shows that maybe weren't as popular to our audience, which is funny, but they, the shows where we interviewed our listeners on the deals that they're doing, and then we all kind of coached them through it. I loved hearing you guys coach, you know, and hearing your expertise, and just seeing these people change just within minutes and change their strategy to a more successful one. I loved it. And I loved that we could be more connected to our audience. So any shows where we can, you know, connect more with what people want and what they want to learn, I just loved it.
I agree. There was actual feedback from that show that one of my mentees ended up taking, and then that caused him to get the deal at a better price and actually make money because of that episode. So I totally, that's amazing, Kathy.
That's super cool. I love hearing that. Absolutely. I don't have like a favorite episode. I'm trying to think about it, but I think the funniest thing to me is like we started this show and Kaylin and I sort of casted the show, and none of us like knew each other, which is kind of really funny that, and it's just nice that like we've all become real friends and like get to hang out together and do the show together. And it's just worked out so well. So I'm very grateful for all of you and for Kaylin for doing the show, and somehow Bigger Pockets giving me a podcast to host, which is very unlikely, but hopefully has worked out. We get a lot of great feedback. We'd love to hear from all of you what your favorite episode is as well. And if you haven't already, and if you've listened to this show, maybe you've listened to 200 of them and you still haven't written us a review, now's the time. Just go write us a review on either Spotify, Apple, or YouTube. We'd really appreciate it. And with that, we will get into our flip off right after this.
Interest rates are sky high in 2023, and buying a rental property means you could get stuck with an 8, 9, or 10% mortgage rate. But what about a 2.99% rate with Rent to Retirement? Rent to Retirement has 2.99% seller financing available on turnkey properties. You heard that right. That's a seller-financed 2.99% interest rate with an average cash flow of over $900 per month. Plus, they've got options where you can put as little as 5% down with no PMI. As the nation's leading turnkey investment company, Rent to Retirement helps investors build headache-free, high cash flow rental portfolios. And since their properties are fully turnkey, newly built or renovated, leased and managed, anyone can invest, even those who aren't into landlording. So what are you waiting for? This 2.99% rate deal won't last long. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
Buy low, sell high. Very easy to say, but not always so easy to do. For example, high interest rates are hurting the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices in a lot of markets are falling, even for many of the best assets. So it's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its $1 billion real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/pockets. Fundrise.com/pockets. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Top real estate investors love to talk about how they save so much on taxes, but how are they able to build rental property empires while skirting Uncle Sam? 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges allow you to defer capital gains taxes while you sell an investment property, exchanging your old property for a bigger, better one and avoiding the tax man while you do it. And that's where First American Exchange Company comes in. They're the leaders in 1031 exchanges. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, First American Exchange can help you with simple rental property exchanges, complex commercial real estate investments, reverse exchanges, and more. Don't let your taxes eat into your profits. Visit First American Exchange Company at firstexchange.com. or call them at 800-556-2520. That's firstexchange.com or 800-556-2520. Keep your money in your pocket and propel your portfolio further at firstexchange.com. First American Exchange Company does not provide tax or legal advice. Consult your financial, real estate, tax, or legal advisor about your circumstances. First American Exchange Company. Safe, smart, secure.
Welcome back, everyone. We are about to get into our flip-off episode and hear about James's deal. But we also have a little bonus for all of you. If you want to follow along, see pictures of these houses, get the in-detail numbers, the underwriting package that James and Henry have put together for each of you, you can get those for free. Just go to biggerpockets.com/resources and you can get all the background information. Sort of follow along with this episode because we will also probably be providing some updates about how each of these deals are going in the future. And so if this is something you want to learn about, check it out, biggerpockets.com/resources. Okay, James, by virtue of Kalen's coin flip, you are up first for this deal. Pitch us your flip.
All right, we found a great flip. You know, we do all sorts of different types size projects, from massive rebuilds, development plays, and then there's your quick flip turns, which are, in my opinion, if I could buy every house that looked like this one, I would do it because it's a clean, simple project. It turned really quickly. So what the property is, it's a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath, almost 1,400 square foot Rambler with a 2-car garage in Kent, Washington, which is about 15 to 20 minutes outside of Seattle. It's a suburb. It's where a lot of blue collar workers work. Great family area in general. But the reason I like this property so much is, A, the math really hits and it works. We're buying it for $380,000. We have an estimated rehab budget of $100,000. And we have solid comps at $625,000. So we have a great spread on this property. But the reason I like this deal even more isn't just the math. And sometimes as flippers, when you get there, you just know that the property's worth a little bit more. And this is one of them. It's on a great street with fully renovated houses all around it, which is a little bit rare for Kent, Washington. A lot of it is transitional where you have a mixture of homes, but anytime you can buy on a street that's been fully turned, that is the buyer's first impression. As soon as they turn on that block and even before they get to your house, they're starting to like the property. It's a 1,400 square foot Rambler, but it feels oversized. When I walked it, I thought it was 1,700 to 1,800 square feet. The spaces are big. It's very livable. Ramblers are one of the most highest demand properties that people want to live in. There's no stairs. They get the space. It flows well. And in addition to, the backyard is massive, which is exactly what we're looking for. This is a family-friendly area. This is where first-time home buyers, starter families want to live. And it's got a great layout, 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath, big yard on a great street. How we locked this deal down was it got listed and we fired in an offer in the first 6 hours of it being listed. And we came in with a massive earnest money amount of nearly $100,000 to get the seller's attention.
I like how you whispered that. You're like, nearly $100,000. You're putting this on a podcast, James. Everyone's going to hear it.
Don't tell my secret sauce. Because it's key right now. You want to get sellers' attention, right? And so we came in 6 hours before anyone, as people were still comping the property and evaluating it, we had a real offer in front of that seller, waiving all contingencies, giving them all their timelines, putting up real earnest money and releasing it because I didn't want to pay too much more for this property. So I wanted to get the seller's attention. So that's how we secured the deal. What we're going to be doing to the property is the reason I like this so much. It's, you know, as a flipper, you don't want to get delayed in your scope of work. And the more walls you have to move, the longer your project takes. The longer your project takes, typically the return goes down. So the great thing about this is we are doing a light for light change out. The roof's already good, but we're going to be doing updating the windows, updating the floor plan, opening just one little kitchen wall. We're going to take a half bathroom, turn it into a primary 3-quarter bath to get the extra value out of the property. And then we're doing a full cosmetic turn, cabinets, countertops, flooring, millwork doors, interior, exterior paint, and then a ton of landscaping in the back to really make it family friendly. And so the reason I like this, it's a very light permit job. You get in and out really fast. There's not many changes. And honestly, I can flip these houses in my sleep. We measure them out. We know what they are. And, you know, anytime you can get a project like that, they just go quick. And the quicker the deal goes, the higher the return. So let me break the math down real quick. For this project, we're setting the loan up with interest funding. It's a construction lender. The total project cost is $380,000 plus $100,000 in the budget. That's $480,000. They're going to finance us 80% of the project cost, which is going to be an estimated cash to close. Sorry, I've lost my spreadsheet real quick.
Oh my God. We're betting against you now. Dude can't even read a spreadsheet.
You had me till now.
Yeah, real experienced operator over here.
I lost it. Well, typically I don't put 20% down. I can get a lot lower down, but if I'm bringing in other investors, I got to put more money in the deal. So the cash required to close this deal for the duration of the project, down payment, interest, carry, everything is going to be about $125,000. After all costs, selling cost, debt cost, and flipping it, buying it for $380,000, putting $100,000 in, selling it for $625,000, the estimated net profit after all expenses is $64,000, which is a 50 to 53% cash on cash return inside of a 5-month period. So that's nearly 100% annualized return on a deal, which is a hitter.
And let me just jump in there, James, because I should have explained this earlier. We are doing this as a competition and we're going to see who really wins. And we needed to choose a metric for how to evaluate these because James is in a more expensive market than Henry. And so we're not going to use the total profit. Instead, we're going to use the annualized cash on cash return, which is what James just said. So sorry to cut you off, James, but basically you were saying your projection for our metric of note here, the one that we care about, is about 100 to 106%. Is that right for your annualized cash on cash return?
Yep, that is right. And we have a little bit of upside in the deal. We have comps that go up to 650 and we're keeping it at that 6.25 range. So if we hit that 650 number, which there is runway, and that's what I like to do. I like to evaluate flips, be a little bit conservative, but look for that runway. That's how you get the extra kicker in your deal. Can you creep it up? And we have a comp at 650,000, which actually isn't that updated. It's a little bit newer property, but it's on a very similar street, has a very similar vibe. It's an 80s built with a little bit better layout, but we're going to be better conditioned. So we have a really good shot of hitting that 650. If we hit 650, we're going to hit 110,000 in profit, which is going to be about 180 to 200% cash on cash return annualized. So the runway makes the deal work. So again, in and out 5 months, make 50 to 100% on your money on a cosmetic simple flip.
Okay. Kathy, questions?
Yeah. What are some of the risks that could possibly delay the project?
Great question. So anytime you know, flipping in general has a lot of risk. And anytime you can make a 50 to 60% return in 6 months, there is inherent risk. So risk that can happen. You could get popped for longer permits. For whatever reason, if we go in and try to add that 3-quarter bath and the city's backed up, and let's say they can't look at it for 2 months, which would be unusual, but it does happen. There could be a delay that can massively affect your annualized return if you're adding 2 more months of interest in there. The other risk is we're going to be finishing this project in about 12 weeks or so. That's the tail end of the spring market we're going to be going into. And that's when markets can start to adjust. So it is about the timing of your dispo. If we hit a month delay in permits, that could push us into a completion date of June, July. Typically, the market contracts a little bit during those times. So the dispo could, when you're selling it, could affect the price as well. And just like anything, there's always risk in general flipping. Maybe we hire the wrong contractor. Maybe we run out of materials, unexpected change orders. Is there something that we're not seeing? We did not do an inspection on this property, so there's always a little bit more risk on that. But we have done a walkthrough. We've created a construction budget with buffers in there to kind of reduce the risk on the construction plan.
So what would you say would be worst case scenario then on that cash on cash return if it goes an extra month or two and expenses come in higher as a result?
So the worst case, let's say it goes 2 extra months, that's going to be roughly about $10,000 knocked off the profit at that point. And let's say we creep by 10% on our budget. That's going to put another $10,000 against the profit. So if we go 10% over budget and 2 months more on the whole cost, that's going to knock $20,000 off the deal, which would knock our profit down to $44,000. And then all of a sudden, our return is going to go to 35% in a 7 months, which is going to take our annualized return to more around 50%. And so those two items, which don't seem like much, and that's one thing you want to think about as flippers, extra couple months and 10% over can dramatically affect your return. So you really want to walk through, narrow these risks, but it would take it down to about a 30 to 35% in 7 months, which is going to annualize out about 80%. So there is a big swing on that, but there's a reduction of risk because you're still making a great return. Anytime I can hit over 30% on a flip in a 6 month period, that's a buy to me. So at the worst case scenario to me is it's still a buy. The best case scenario is we absolutely crush it.
Good answer.
All right, James. Well, the deal sounds pretty interesting, but I'm curious about the operator. Have you ever flipped a house before?
I'm getting some sponsors to coach me through the process. So I think we should be in good hands. I found a contractor down the street around the corner. He said he does good work. I feel like we're ready. We're setting up for success.
It's your brother, right? Your brother, yeah. Gets out of rehab.
All right. Well, obviously, I'm joking, but James, why don't you just share with everyone your experience and what sort of sets you apart as an operator?
You know, I think one thing we've been flipping for a really long time throughout all different markets, and so I think one thing that has been great is we've seen upside and we see downsides. And as an operator, you want to always be looking at, you don't want to get deal goggles. You don't want to fall in love with the deals. We keep this very simple. And it's going, does it hit this minimum return or not? And we go through the same process on every deal. We pull the property, we walk it, we pull the fixed up comparables, we run a budget, it goes into a pro forma, and it's a yes or no on the deal. We don't try to make them work. It works or it doesn't work. And we don't have an emotional attachment. And so this property in here, whether I got it or not, it wasn't going to make or break my day, but we had our core numbers that we're going to stick to and not break those rules. The other thing that makes us good operators is we make a decision quickly. Soon as we see it, we're going, that is a buy. We are moving on it. There is no room for error. And we're going to put our plan in place. And the quicker you make a decision on flips, the more deals you can secure, the faster and smoother they go, and the better returns you can make. You don't want to stall up. You don't want to delay. You don't want to think. You want to just get your processes in play and get it moving forward. Because again, the faster you move on these things, the more return you click out.
All right. Well, Kathy, I feel satisfied. Do you have any last questions for James?
So if I were to invest, what would that look like? Do you take other people's money for deals like this?
That is a great question. So we do a variety of different partnerships, but how we're setting up this one is we are going to be doing a cash in equity position. So that means there's $125,000 that is needed for the project. An investor can put in $62,500. That would get you 50% equity ownership. Now, by doing that, we still are going to have to charge our operational fees because we have to pay for our staff. So you are going to get a return. If you put in 62.5, that's half your deal. You get half the equity. We are going to have to charge, because we're giving away equity for our operations, we're going to charge a 5% overrun on our construction. We charge an acquisition fee of 1%. And then we have a disposition fee of 1%. So we can cover our staff and make sure that your project is going smooth, because nothing is worse than an understaffed project. People who are not managing is how they go into lost woods. It's happening to me right now in Newport Beach. I've been traveling around too much. I haven't been on my job site. The site's not moving forward. So it's not just fees. It's to pay to make sure that your money's protected.
Great. Love it.
Now that we've heard about James's deal, we're going to hear about Henry's right after this break.
Remember when you had to pay to get a lead's phone number? It was like the dark ages, until Deal Machine made skip tracing a thing of the past. Now, with your Deal Machine plan, you'll get unlimited access to phone numbers and contact information for no extra cost. That's right, get high quality, reliable information trusted by leading financial institutions, all fully compliant with the federal Do Not Call list. Explore over 150 data points, including age, gender, marital status, occupation, and a ton more. Trust me, this is the data you need for off-market deals. With new filters, people flags, and color-coded phone numbers, lead management just got a ton easier. Ready to step up your investing game? Sign up for a Deal Machine plan today and gain immediate access to this unlimited treasure trove of contact information and phone numbers. Just head to dealmachine.com/BP. Transform your lead generation and deal-making strategies with Deal Machine. Sign up today and start exploring the unlimited possibilities at dealmachine.com/BP.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back to the 200th episode of the On the Market podcast. All right. Well, now that we've heard about James's deal, let's move over to Henry's deal. You've been awfully quiet over there. Well, Henry, you want to throw any shade on James's deal before we get before we go over to you?
Oh, plenty of that to come. Plenty of that to come.
Okay.
Tis the bonus of going second. I get to hear all about your deal and then tell you how mine is so much better.
Ooh,
so
getting spicy here.
So I believe he is right. I do think the mark of a good investor is to see a good deal, know when you see it, and go ahead and jump on it. I went ahead and jumped on mine. So I already purchased mine because I move quick. So I own the house already, and we are buying a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, single family home out here in Northwest Arkansas. It is 1300 square feet and it is a split floor plan. It is already typical open concept. So similar to James's project, this is going to be a like for like swap. We are not moving walls. We are keeping everything in the same location, but we are touching all of the surfaces. So we are going to come back brand new cabinets, brand new kitchen, brand new countertops, brand new floors throughout the entire place. We are also going to modernize the space completely. Also similar to James's project, it is probably the only house on the street that has not been turned around yet. And so it is a beautiful neighborhood. There's a lot of beautiful homes. This is the one home who hasn't had a, that hasn't had a turn yet. And so I believe the desirability is going to be there for people. What I love about this property, though, isn't any of these things. It is what we are buying it for and what options that gives us in terms of monetizing this property. So this house we paid $97,000 for, and it needs a $65,000 to $75,000 renovation. I love how James says it's just a quick turn at a 100K renovation. That's a whole house in my neck of the woods. So we are doing a $65,000 to $75,000 renovation. That budget already includes a $15,000 contingency fund. And so we've got some risk mitigation built into our rehab budget. So if you take the 97, add the 75,000, we're going to be all in at 172,000. The plan is to sell this property for $280,000. That is a conservative ARV. There is the potential to sell it for more, but I always like to underwrite these things extremely conservative. So $280,000 ARV. If you subtract the holding costs of about $15,000, that is, and that holding cost, what that makes up is about a $2,500 a month payment for 6 months. I don't think we're going to need to hold it for 6 months, but again, being extremely conservative, if you subtract the holding costs, subtract the closing costs, subtract the real estate commissions, we stand to make a net profit of about $70,000. And so I don't know if you guys are super great at math, but $70,000 on an Arkansas flip probably trumps $50,000 to $60,000 on a flip in the Pacific Northwest, where you had to pay a whole lot more to get into that deal.
So if I'm getting you right, Henry, your total all-in cost here is what? Are you paying cash? Are you financing it?
Yep. So we're financing it. We are putting about 20% down. So a 19.4, call it 19.5K down. So total money out of pocket is 20K, but total project cost is 172.
And James, you did yours on total out of pocket.
Mine was total cash out of pocket. So 125 covers interest payments, down payment, everything out the door.
So you put all your holding costs in the total cash out of pocket?
Yeah, I did my overall cash investment on the deal.
I'll restate that. So let me add mine. So I'm 55 out of pocket.
And Henry, what's your timeline for renovation here?
Again, I'm being super conservative with the time frame. So I am budgeting 60 days to complete the renovation, another 60 days on market. So that's 60 days of listed to getting it under contract, and then another 60 days from under contract to close. So we've got a 6 month time frame built in there. I don't expect it's going to take that full amount of time, but I always want to underwrite conservatively.
So just so we can compare things here, if we look at Henry's estimate here, his projected annualized cash on cash return is about 155 to 160%. So if you remember, James was a measly 100 to 106%. So if we're just going based on projections alone, Henry's got an advantage so far, but we haven't dug in on the specific questions and details of this deal. So Kathy, any questions for Henry?
Well, I had the privilege of seeing some of the photos of Henry's property. It's a nail biter. it's an ugly house. Same question. What are the risks that could potentially delay progress?
Fantastic question. Yes, there are risks with this one. The reason we were able to get this at such a great deal is because the previous owner had a pipe burst in the house, which caused a lot of flooding. That water has been sitting, which has caused some mold and mildew, and some is probably a loose term there. And so part of the budget is going to go to mold remediation, removing all the old drywall, putting new drywall back in its place. And so whenever you have something like mold remediation, it has to be done correctly by a professional. And A, that can be costly, which we have added into the rehab estimate already. But B, it can also be timely because you have to have them in there beforehand to test. You have to get it remediated. You have to get them back in there to test. All of those things things are going to have to be on their timetable and schedule. We don't control those things. And so, yes, that can cause a delay. But all of the other problems are problems that we can control because our contractors can handle those.
So in the past, what kind of delays were you facing? I mean, are we talking a couple of months? Are we talking 6 months? I mean, what does that look like?
No, actually, we've already got a mold remediation company on deck ready to get in there as soon as we are done. And so we'll actually, the timetable is actually a whole lot quicker than we would have hoped. I do have an ace up my sleeve because my acquisitions manager's brother owns the mold remediation company.
Oh, sweet. Beauty of a small town, right?
I like that.
You know, anytime a house is growing, the risk grows too, Henry, though. It's the way it goes.
Speaking of growing, I also have another ace up my sleeve, and that is the purchase of this house included the empty house lot next door. The owner owned both, and I structured the pricing to include the lot next door for free. And so that gives me a couple of options. Option number one is I can sell the house lot to a different buyer or the buyer who ends up buying this house for an additional $15,000. That will go net profit to the bottom line. So that would increase the cash on cash return. Dave, we'll let you tell them how much that would increase it if we added $15,000 to the bottom line.
I think that would give us to even, right? 70 in profit for 70 and no, 85 in profit for 55 in expense. Let me do some math. Keep talking.
Option two, I can use the lot as a down payment on a new construction loan and build a entire new house that I can either rent or sell for a profit. And option three, this house also has a completely unfinished basement that is the same square footage of the house, which I can turn into finished square footage. Now that would add additional money to the rehab budget, but the return would be exponentially higher. Full transparency, I don't plan on doing that, but it is an option if I need to kick James in the butt.
And Henry, would you have to divide the lots, and could you do that in 6 months?
The lots were already divided. I actually had to have two purchase contracts when I did this, and I just used one loan to cover both.
Interesting. Okay.
I have just one question. This is actually to James. James, would you trade your deal?
Absolutely not. I might. It's all about the underwriting. If I can pick up, and I'm a hyper-competitive person, if I can pick up a month on my dispo, because I'm looking at Henry's and I'm looking at mine, and I know I can turn mine quick, his has got a little bit of, you know, it's got a little bit of green hair on it. The more hair can slow you down,
yeah,
which will press out your deal. And if I can pick up a month and hit my runway comp, I'm going to be smoking this return. So I feel pretty comfortable where it is. And also, I don't know how to fix houses in Arkansas. That is Henry's domain. I'd be buying it and I'd be like, okay, what's next? I do like the lots. Okay, question on these lots though. Are they developable or they look a little slopey?
Yes, I've already had a perk test done on the lot. It is a buildable lot.
James is like, damn it. Just try to sell it as slopey. Okay, so I think we've asked all our questions. So we are going to, now Kathy and I have to choose who we would invest with, which person we are betting on. So I think we need to like cue our Final Jeopardy music. And if you are listening to this episode within like a day of it coming out, we're going to be putting an audience poll on the Bigger Pockets Instagram. So just go to @BiggerPockets on Instagram. In the stories there, there will be a poll and you can bet on either James's deal or Henry deal. Okay, Kathy, I'm going to make you go first. Tell us who you're going to bet on and then explain your reasoning.
Oh man, this is so hard. I mean, these are both such pros and you're going to make a lot of money on either deal. If I had to choose on the winner who's going to get the highest cash on cash return, it looks like it's going to be Henry.
All right. Wow. Henry, one vote for you. And what are you just going based off his projections or is there anything else that you like there, Kathy?
I mean, I don't like this house. It's a scary house to me, but it's not scary to Henry. He's very familiar. And that's why he's getting these kinds of deals, because people like me wouldn't buy it. But he knows what to do with it. And I just look at a nightmare. But when you look at those numbers and the different options and the different, the lower amount of money at risk, you know, it's just cheaper. It's just less money with a good return. You know, I don't know. It just, it seems like in the end, if he can get through this thing, and because he's got connections, if he didn't have those connections, this thing could drag on and drag on and be a big nightmare. But he's got those connections and experience. So I think he's going to pull it off. And I think that return is going to be close to that 150% that he said.
Woo! Okay. Well, I do like Henry's deal also, I have to admit. But in the spirit of making this more interesting, I'm going to go with James's deal. Because, one, James has flipped like 6,000 houses. And so I trust that him and how competitive I know he is going to help that out. And two, sometimes Seattle, it's just like there's just stupid money there, right? It's like if rates come down a little bit, James might be able to sell this thing for $200,000 more than he was expecting to, because that's just how the Seattle market works. And so because I want to make this more interesting and I wouldn't want to make James buy the three of us dinner, let's do it, James. You and me versus Kathy and Henry. Stakes are stakes. Let's go flip some houses.
And Dave, I think you made a smart decision. We have buyers lining out these houses out the door right now. We had 50 showings on one house 2 weeks ago. 50.
Wow.
We got the bodies in the market.
Yes. I'm glad you didn't tell Kathy that before.
There is more showings at our houses than some population in some Arkansas towns. Right now. So I think the bodies are there.
So just to be clear, with the steak dinner, do I get to choose, like, is it going to be in Alabama or is it going to be in California or Seattle?
Well, I think it's Arkansas. Yeah. I think the winners get to pick, right?
I meant Arkansas, but Alabama works too.
We're picking A5, Dave. That's what we're eating. A5.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going.
We're going Wagyu A5 at whatever fancy place in Seattle that's going to cost more than the rehab budget of James' entire flip. All right. And if you all want to vote again, you have to do it within, you know, if you're listening to this within the first day, you can do that in the Bigger Pockets Instagram. We would love to know who you would be betting on, either James or Henry. But I got to say, you guys, thank you for sharing this. You made it very hard. These both sound like fantastic deals. I'm probably splitting hairs here between two really good, exciting deals. But I hope you all got some laughs out of this, enjoyed this show, but also see how great deals are possible in these markets and how Henry and James are making those happen. Thank you all, Henry, Kathy, and James, for 200 excellent episodes. And to all the listeners out there, thank you all so much for joining us on this journey and all your support of On the Market over the years. The show is doing great, and we are excited to make hundreds more of these episodes for you. And before we go, I do also just want to thank Kaylin Bennett, who is our producer, and the rest of the Bigger Pockets team for making this show happen each and every week. We owe them all our gratitude. So thank you all, and we'll see you for 200 more.
On the Market was created by me, Dave Meyer, and Kaylin Bennett. The show is produced by Kaylin Bennett with editing by Exodus Media. Copywriting is by Calico Content, and we want to extend a big thank you to everyone at Bigger Pockets for making this show possible.
The housing market is changing, and finding your way right now can be a bit tricky. There are rate shifts, there are confusing headlines, but at the end of the day, your goal hasn't changed. You probably still want financial freedom as much as ever. Well, the good thing is that experienced investors know it's not about trying to time the market. It's about the amount of time you have in the market. And if you're ready to get into real estate investing game, you can still do that. Or you can take your game to the next level by finding an investor-friendly agent. With BiggerPockets Agent Finder, you can find the right agent in just a few minutes. You head over to biggerpockets.com/deals, enter in some details about what you want, where you want to buy, and boom, you instantly get matched with an investor-friendly agent who fits the bill. These local market experts can help you navigate the neighborhoods, analyze the numbers, and take action with confidence once and for all. This free resource is only available at biggerpockets.com/deals. Get an agent, get the deal, and get closer to financial freedom at biggerpockets.com/deals. That's biggerpockets.com/deals to find your investor-friendly agent today.
The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only.
Past performance is not indicative of future results, and all hosts and participant opinions are their own. Investments in any asset, real estate included, involves risk. Use your best judgment and consult with qualified advisors before investing. Only risk capital you can afford to lose. Bigger Pockets LLC disclaims all liability for direct, indirect, consequential, or other damages arising from reliance upon information presented in this podcast.